It's recording? It's on hold, right? Yeah, it's recording. Good.
So this is take two. I just did all of this, and I realized that I had the volume level way too high. So I'm not sure. I hate that. This is take three. Sorry about this noise. This is take, what, take four? I think I see it clipping. It better not be clipping.
Take five. Okay, this is take six.
Hopefully it's not clipping.
This is take seven.
Noisy, noisy, noisy. Okay. Seems to be peaking still, and that bothers me.
Oh, stop beeping at me, for God's sakes. Don't I put my seatbelt on every day? Learn. Good morning.
It's Tuesday for me.
It's Wednesday for me.
Okay, this is the real one.
I don't understand the...
Oh, I was gonna try turning the gain up.
Clip it.
Way back when we didn't have to think. Come on in, don't be a dink. The boys on the farm didn't mean any harm. On the banks of Chub Creek.
Chub Creek.
Hi. Did you enjoy that walk? I have to put you in a thing here. Anyways, this is going to be noisy. I might edit this out. How does it work again? Oh yeah. Can't see. It's really dark in here. So I tuck this in here. This is the noise. That should be pretty good. I set the stereo width so it's not as... What an interesting device this thing is. Oh, I've got to turn the light off again. So I'm turning my head to the side right now. So you should hear my voice fade a bit. And right now I'm looking left and right because I'm backing up. And you should hear my voice fade a bit. But you shouldn't hear as much of the left-right annoying thing. You know how your voice jumps, woo. Especially if you got, like, especially if you're listening on speakers where the speakers are far apart. It would sound like my voice is going all over the room. So this should be better, but if... And it doesn't matter, but it's fun. So let me know what you think. And I'm also trying to eliminate some of the most annoying road noise by what I have. I have the mic set up really funny. If I get in an accident, I'm getting a... I'm getting this H2N right in my forehead because it's right above my forehead. And it probably looks funny too, but I don't care. It should be the perfect position for the mic because I can't put it below my chin, which would be great, but it, above my nose is, it's actually right in my forehead. I probably shouldn't have told you that because that's all you're gonna think about. Yeah, I'm looking left and, oops, I should be turning, damn it. See, I did it again. Did it again. There's that damned roadblock. I should be turning, I should have turned left, not right. I should have turned right. What a dumb dink. Every day I turn the wrong direction. It takes me so long to break a habit. So long. I can't believe how long. I suppose it's because I've been turning right out of that driveway for 7 years, so I shouldn't beat myself up too much, but... Oh my god, it's not making me late this time, because I'm pretty early today. I have a bit of a headache this morning. Not too bad. Hopefully it goes away. I hope I don't have to medicate. If I take Advil or whatever, it just kind of... I think I'm getting a cold, actually, because I can kind of feel my throat a bit, too. That's probably it. It's going to be a mild one, I hope, if it is, because it's... usually I can tell, if you're used to your own body, right, you... As you get older, isn't that true? As you get older, you know instantly, the moment you have an illness, you can pick it out. Because you're so used to your body being the same all the time. So usually I can pick it out if I'm getting sick, but this kind of feels like it, but it's so faint. It's that feeling of getting a cold, but usually when I get a cold, it's a kind of an itchy pain in the back of my throat, and I can feel it right away. And then it becomes more annoying by the hour. So anyway, I hope the road noise is a bit better. There's one person that was commenting. I'm not going to mention her name because I don't want her to get all picked on over it. Because people can be militant. But, and constructive criticism is fine. I welcome it. No problem. But I was concerned because they found it very distracting. So let me know if that's a big deal, because I'd be just disappointed, because recording while driving is actually very relaxing for me. It doesn't distract me. I have my full attention on the road. I don't find it at all dangerous. But I don't plan on just doing this. Like I do, I still plan on doing, you know, studio recording too. Studio. But I hope this isn't too annoying, because if it is, I'll have to stop doing this, which is... I've just been enjoying it. I've done this many, many times and had problems and had to redo it. Like, literally, this week, I've probably recorded this maybe 15 times. And that ain't good. And I don't plan on that being a habit. But part of my personality is I'm just so picky about things. Some things I don't notice, so I can't be picky about them. But the things I notice, I can be real picky about. So if the recording bothers me, I'm trying not to worry too much about the content. Like, unless I say something really stupid or embarrassing, which I haven't done yet, I don't think. That may cause me to want to. What I'm not going to do is edit it out. I don't want to cut and paste a bunch of nonsense. And people seem to appreciate that. I've had a few people mention enjoying the stream of consciousness thing, the fact that it's not edited. So let me know what you think of the sound. I know it's kind of terribly geeky, and terribly meta. But that's what's on my mind right this second. Oh yeah, I think I'm getting a cold. Either that or I snored all night. Have you ever found that you've snored all night and it just makes your throat sore? Are you a snorer? I don't know how much of a snorer I am. I think I snore some of the time, hopefully not all the time. I don't know, actually. That's the kind of thing that can break up marriages. I remember some fights about snoring. But it's also a thing that decreases as you lose weight, too, isn't it? So I'm hoping if my plan works and I lose some weight... I'm already feeling a little better, because I must be breathing better, because one thing I mentioned last time was that I'm sleeping better, and that's probably partly due to being able to breathe a little better, which means, because when you snore, your breathing is constricted. It's really not healthy. It can kind of poison your system with carbon dioxide, yeah, and your heart can get injured from too much you know, from not enough oxygen, I think. I'm no biologist, doctor, physiologist, medical person. Oh, a little tired, yeah, I'm probably getting sick. That's crap. Have you had this conversation with yourself before? Where you're like, I think I'm getting sick. Well, maybe I'm not, but maybe I am. And then, oh, well, maybe I am. No, yes, maybe I am. Yeah. That's the kind of conversation I'm having, except for I'm doing it out loud with a microphone on my forehead. It's actually not, well, yeah, I guess it's right in my face, but that's fine. That's where it should be. I can actually see it with my peripheral vision. It's not blocking the windshield, but it's in my peripheral vision. Like what I would normally be seeing the roof, I'm seeing this mic, and it kind of feels like, it feels funny. See, now I'm feeling like, oh, this is another thing that happens. I start recording and I think, oh, you're being gloomy. But this is supposed to be like kind of my logic about why anyone does this is to share yourself in a way, you know, to share yourself with yourself, because sometimes when you think about whatever's going on in your life, I don't think the thoughts are always complete. I think your mind kind of darts back and forth through subjects, and it's more like a picture show rather than a conversation. And when I blog, it feels like I'm talking it through more. Pardon me. And I've got coffee. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to sip coffee with you. Do you want one? I'm sorry, I forgot to bring you one, actually. I hope you didn't. I have this wonderful travel mug that doesn't leak. You have to push the button and it kind of pops open. Oh, yes. Coffee, coffee, coffee. Oh, isn't that good? Can't you just taste it? Do you like coffee? I'm surprised how many people don't like coffee. Lately, it's been coming up, and good percentage of the time, I hear, oh, I don't like coffee. And I'm like, what? I didn't know that was possible. Some people drink tea, and that's it, I guess. Well, I mean, my mom, you drink tea. That's just about it, although you like coffee, too. But not as much as tea, and I remember that when I was young. I was kind of, because mom would give me tea, and I turn to it for a comfort thing too, I remember, and I still do. I still have a tea when I'm kind of feeling kind of sucky. I'll have a cup of tea. English people don't like saying, I have a tea, I'll have a tea, or I'll have a coffee. They like to say, I'll have a cup of tea. Isn't that funny? It's really annoying to English people. Give me a tea. It just cheapens it. It's a cup of tea. It's a cup of tea, thank you. Although, that's ironic, because they also will shorten it to a cupper. A cuppa. So you make your own darn rules. Thanks to Brenda Dane, I thought about her just this second, because tea reminded me of English, which reminded me of knives and forks and etiquette, which reminded me of Brenda. Isn't it amazing how your brain works? Who posted on Twitter that she's in the States right now, and she was joking about how Brenda Dane from Cast On is who I'm talking about, as if you don't know. Was mentioning eating dinner with her fork with the tines curving upward, which is so frowned upon in certain circles in Europe, and I suppose in Wales then, because that's where she lives. And she was enjoying the fact that I don't have the tweet with me, my phone's in my pocket, but something like eating with my fork tines up, because that's the way everyone does it around here. It's the little things, something like that. And it's true, isn't it? It's the little things that bring a culture together. And I remember Mom, I think it was, Mom, was it you or was it Uncle John who got smacked for not having his, not eating properly with his fork? I think it was to do with putting the peas. I don't know if this is true. Maybe I just make things up. After I hear a story, it gets exaggerated. But I think the story is he was supposed to line the peas up along the upward curving part of the back of his fork, you know, because I think of it as the back. Lining up his peas along the back of his fork to eat them, like three at a time or something, and he got smacked for doing it the wrong way. Is that right? That's funny. It's not funny. It's terrible. And I think the story continued with Grandma getting pretty angry about it. I'll have to get the real story there. But so, I'm glad, Brenda, you're back in America enjoying yourself and remembering your homeland. That's got to feel nice. I don't know how it sounds from the gist of what you were saying on your podcast. It sounds like you haven't flown in a while. So that maybe means you haven't been back in a while, but who knows? But enjoy it. That's really nice. And I'm looking forward to, hope the mic isn't bumping around too much. Looking forward to hanging out with you, in the next coming weeks. I'll have to nail that down because I'm not exactly sure what the plan is. One plan will be to clean up my messy house. That's one plan for me. But anyway, I was going to say thanks for mentioning, Chubb Creek, although... Now I'm, you know, the knit squad is after me again. The knitters have descended, the city knitters, the knitter ninjas. Yeah, they have if you don't know about knitting, if you're not a knitter, they're a force to be reckoned with. I just sound like Elmer Fudd just then. They were forced to be reckoned with, my friend. The knitting ninjas. Knitters, yes. Anyway, thanks for mentioning the show. And I was kind of teasing about being assaulted by knitters. It is very funny. It's not the kind of thing, and it's a good thing I'm not like a macho man with like love of guy things such as sports and football or monster trucks and guns, because how would I ever live it down that a large proportion of my listenership is people who knit? Although, you know, now I'm gonna get indignant people who knit, indignant knitters, indignant city knitter ninjas. The city knitter ninjas are gonna come after me, saying, "What do you mean it's not cool? I'll knit you to death, my friend. I'll knit that mouth shut. I'll knit a scarf around your eyes. I'll knit a scarf around your eyes to blindfold you and throw you in the trunk, and then I'll pin you to something with my needles." The city knitter ninjas. I think I've just named the show. I'm stuck in a left turn that doesn't seem like it's ever gonna... Oh, yellow light, thank you. Stop, that means you stop and I go. Thank you. I took a stupid route today because of that damned right turn. One right turn and I'm lost. Not lost, but I'm taking the circuitous route. So thanks, Brenda. Now I have 500 million listeners. I was hoping to experiment and see if I could build up the show on my own, but now there's 500 million listeners that are knitters. Listen to me whine and complain. I'm completely joking, by the way, both about the 500 million and about not wanting knitters listening. I'm glad to have you. You're such nice people. And over the years, kind of on phase one of Chubb Creek, I suppose, I've received so many nice things from people who knit. Scarves and hats and beanbag cushions, and I've even got an iPod. I don't actually remember the names, and I just can't. I'm sorry. But please, take credit in the comments for what you've knit for me because I couldn't I didn't even believe it. It was just crazy. People were asking for my address so they could send me some, and I have an iPod cover that says iPocket on it, and I have two microphone screens. I remember Marnie knit me a turkey hat. That's like, it's really funny. It's a hat with like turkey drumsticks on it. Hysterical. And what else? It's crazy, isn't that insane? But it was really neat. Like I really enjoyed it. Because I love handmade. Handmade stuff has so much more love in it, doesn't it? Homemade, handmade. I wish I could think of things that you can knit that I would like to have, because I'd be like asking for stuff. I did ask for the pop screen, actually. And that's something that I thought would be, and it was. The pop screen works perfectly. And every show of Chub Creek, I use one of those two knitted, perfectly, beautifully knitted pop screens. And I'm sorry, I can't remember who sent them. And Brenda knit the Dink dolls, which unfortunately are now lost. And I think what happened was they went to Nico and then to Molly, and then Molly sent them on and she can't remember where she sent them. So they probably got lost in the mail. I hope if you're hoarding if you're a hoarder and you're hoarding the Dink dolls, they need to come home. Send them home to Papa or to Brenda. At least let them visit Brenda. I think that I'm their papa personally, because I love them. Oh, I can't think straight today. I hope I'm not rambling. I am rambling. I always ramble. That's a song by I Ramble. Who did that? It's a Cajun song. I don't remember. I can't think of anything right now. We'll do a song break now. I'll snip it in between here because I can't remember what the song's going to be. But it'll be good. The song is going to happen right now.
Now playing One by Flight Risk.
What a wonderful
thank you.
welcome back. I'm still on the way to work here. And I was just thinking, you know, I had such a good weekend. And I told Gary, I've tried to tell this story, and I was laughing with Gary because it is such an uninteresting story. It's such a boring story, but I have to tell it because, number one, it brings to reality what a boob I am, how much of a shut-in I am. But when I've told this story a few times and botched it, either the recording or botched something, and so here I am telling it again. But what I said to Gary was, I spent the longest time telling the most uninteresting story in history, and he tried to encourage me to tell it because he thought it'd be funny. So I'll try it again, but you know, bear with me. I have the least exciting life of anybody that I know. So for me, this is a major event, okay? So there's a little bit of backstory. I think this is peaking, which is going to piss me right off. If the recorder clips, it makes a little noise, and I'd better not be doing that. Or I'll be doing this again, because I just can't stand that. So, excuse me. I don't have a cough button. So I've been in... I'm stumbling over it already. Spit it out, Dave. Spit the damn story out. So I've been living in Mississauga. I live in Mississauga. I've been here for 7 years. Chubb Creek started in 2005, by the way. So that 7 years is both the time I've lived here and it's also the lifespan so far of Chubb Creek, unless you count the amount of time it's been in stasis, in the cold sleep, dead air for a few years. It's actually off the air since 07. It's a long time. Brenda was mentioning our show and saying, I can't believe he's back after all these months. Well, Brenda, it's been 5 years. It's been 5 years since I did Chubb Creek. I did a little stint on the podcast called First Life, which I've removed because I hate it for a lot of reasons. But technically, anyway, see, I'm getting off track again. So I'm going to try to wrap this up quickly. This is such a boring story that Gary thinks will be funny. So, so because I've been living here for 7 years, there ain't no excuse for this. There's no excuse for this having happened. It doesn't make any sense. Only a moron would have this happen. When I first moved here, one of the things that I really wanted, number one, was a place with the ability to get fresh air, like a balcony, a nice park. Okay, so I failed on the balcony because I was such a spud, I never even thought about it. And I'm also such a creature of habit that I'm finding it impossible to even think about moving. I don't know how people move. It's just so annoying to even start thinking about it. But I gotta think about that soon. I gotta get out of there. I like my place. Don't get me wrong. I really do like it. But I gotta get out of the city. I gotta get somewhere where there's fresh air and nature and you know. But you know, even if you're in the city, I was hoping there'd be a nice park somewhere, you know. My entertainment is similar to that of a 90-year-old man, okay? But it's partly because I wanted to go walking and podcasting too. Oops, I got a message from somebody. So I did find a little creek, but because, as I mentioned, I'm a spud, I thought that the trail, so it's, how do I describe this? So let's say you're walking along this busy street, right? Four lanes of road in the city. But there's a creek that runs under the road, you know? Well, I noticed that there was this creek there as I was walking along the neighborhood. And it goes down. See, I'm making this too long. But so I walked and I noticed there was a trail that goes down and follows under the road. So I take this trail and I walk along the creek and I'm thinking, this is nice. I like this. I hope this goes on forever. But no, the trail wound back up again and onto the next road, so it was only like a block long. Does that make sense? And so I thought, well, that was about 4 minutes of walking, but, you know, 4 minutes of nature isn't quite enough. Oh, I gotta turn here. But it was nice, and I've gone down there, and I've brought my family down there, my friends, and, you know, just as a place to walk when you go for a walk. There's nothing big about it. It's just, you know, you'd like to have a nice place to go for a walk. It's not a lot to ask without getting in your car and driving somewhere first, right? Now, for the last 7 years, this has been my picture of the availability of Mother Nature around the moon base that I live in. Well, thank God for Chubb Creek and this little recorder, because it kind of made me want to get out there again exploring, because it's so fun to capture sounds and I have a new camera, which I'll talk about another time. So I went walking with the little recorder I held in front of me with a windscreen on it, like an ice cream cone. It looked like I was holding an ice cream cone in front of me because I had to hold it properly. I was talking into it, and I messed up the recording, it took me a while to get to learn to use the thing properly. Anyway, so I noticed this little trail, and it was shocking. I know that this sounds really dumb, but it was like seeing the yellow brick road. It was like seeing the yellow brick road, man. I noticed a trail, and I thought, wait a minute. Maybe that creek goes under the other road. Maybe it goes under several roads, right? But as far as I could tell, it went over the road and it ended. Or the trail went, you know, the trail ended. Again, I'm making this story too complicated. So I went for a walk, and sure enough, it follows the creek. In fact, it follows the creek under these industrial buildings where they've built it up into this slate-studded waterfall paradise. It's a gorgeous little area. It's only about 10 minutes more of walking than there was before. And it was there the whole time. You know, it's not like they invented it. And I thought, that's fine. That's nice. Wasn't it wasn't an epiphany, but it was very, very nice. So I brought my recorder down there, recorded the water and the birds, and I was so in heaven. You have to understand, like, my existence in Mississauga has mostly been that of a shut-in, because there's just nothing around that I want and I'm interested in, really. That's why I want to get out of there, because there's nothing to do. I just don't like the area. But here's this little tiny oasis, a beautiful little tiny paradise with red-winged blackbirds and cardinals and ducks, and then I went home again. Well, I was so energized by this. You see, this is why I feel so stupid, because this is exactly what an octogenarian would be telling you. But instead of turning right, because it had a left-right, you know, you take the trail, and it actually intersected the creek, and then it was this big wooden walkway. It was very nice, and it headed right and left, but at that time I had taken the right turn. So the next time I took the left turn, and it went on and on and on. So long story short is, I walked it was 4 hours before I returned. That's how long the thing, and I never reached the end. So all this time, all these years, 7 years is a long time, which is another thing that almost sickens me. I could have been enjoying a little bit of nature, and it would be a great place to record, and I just had to shake my head. I was telling Gary this, and he thought it was funny, and it's funny in a way because it just shows you how much, how your eyes need to just open up, just a little bit, just open your damned eyes, you know, step out of your shell. And I do, not that I want to make excuses, but there is something to, there is sort of a reason, and the reason I've been such a shut-in, my theory is that I've kind of been, I don't want to say in mourning, but something similar, kind of like recovering from something, like not a trauma, but leaving Calgary and leaving the kids and Will, I know you're listening, so you know, I hope this isn't upsetting, but I just need to get this out. Why? What were the experiences like? And it's been hard for you and it's been hard for me. But I think it's harder than we even realize. And hopefully it hasn't impacted, I mean, I'm wishful thinking. I don't know how deep it is, but I'm sure it's very deep for you too and for Mary. But for me, it was like almost like a mourning. And I've kind of been in, kind of had my head up my ass, unable to, just kind of moping for years. And interested in the world and just kind of put off, and it's not healthy, and it lasted far too long, and I don't even think it's over. I think I'm just kind of starting to pull my head out of the sand, but that's why, you know, that's I think a big reason why I don't even notice the beautiful things in front of me, right? So you got to notice the things in front of you, even if something life-changing has happened to you, don't let that sink in and burn its way into your head. You've got to be aware of what you're going through. And I sort of was aware, but I also was numb. You know, it was a numbness. And the good news is, you know, so that was, I think, like doing time. I think for quite a few years, I've been doing time in a sense. The bright spots are when we get together again, but just getting used to the routine of not having them around all the time has been very tough, and it's taken this long to kind of wear a callus on that, to build up a callus, you know, and to have it not get you down. And so, you know, as I was saying, the good news is now, even though we want to see more of each other, you know, it's still healthy. It feels nice when we see each other, as opposed to reopening a wound and then feeling horrible again after they're gone. That's kind of the way it was at first for me, and I hope it isn't that way. Like, I was even afraid to call them too much because I didn't want them to be sad, and that's probably the wrong-headed as well, but you know, because I can't just vanish from their lives. And anyway, so the good news is this, the fact that Will sometimes listens, and Will don't feel obligated to listen to this every time. I know it can be a big bloody, bloody, blah pain in the neck, but I love that sometimes that you will. And it's just so this is just a way of staying in touch. And he texts me and he sends me emails, and I'm very grateful. And it's a happy ending. It's not an ending. It's a happy midpoint of the story, I guess. But, you know, and it went from a funny story to kind of a deeper story, right? But it's the truth, and I need to talk about that. And I'm going to stop blaming myself and punishing myself for all of it. Because you can't, I don't even know what choices I would make today, but the choices I made then resulted in this, and I have to live with that. And the one thing that makes me happy is, many things make me happy, but one thing that makes me happy is knowing that my kids are happy. They seem to me to be very happy. They seem to me to be very intelligent and very funny and seem to be very well adjusted, and they live in a loving environment. And we still see each other, not as often as we, you know, but we see each other as often as we can make happen. You know, there's a time issue and a financial issue in doing that. And when we get together, it's just like a continuation. It's not like, although the last time I couldn't believe how, Will growing 7 inches just about knocked me on my ass. I couldn't believe it. And Mary had grown a lot too and looked so beautiful. She looks so stunning. I don't even want to hear about the attention she's getting from boys. I don't even want to know. It's not funny. Will, I'm like cheering him on. Isn't that strange? What's that about? But I hope this is, I didn't want to bring this down to a downer story, but that's why the story was complicated, because it led from a little bit of exploring to kind of a philosophical discussion about healing. But, you know, if an audio blog is about anything, or can be for anything, it's for self-discovery and analysis and healing, right? Like, what's wrong with that? You can laugh and cry in the same 5 minutes. But I thought I'd share that with you. You see what I mean? It was a complicated thing to share, but I think it's a happy story, though. It's happy in that I think things are looking up, and I think whatever funk I've been going through, and I can imagine a lot of people thinking, oh, you were depressed. I don't think I was depressed. I have a wonderful job that I love. I lead a team of very bright designers. My career is really engaging. I have a really bright, sparkly work life, you know? Love it. And you know, I work really hard. Excuse me. I work really hard. You know, I was driving home at like 7:30 the other night. That's a late night. Sometimes it's even later. But I love my work, and it's rewarding, and a lot of what I do helps people in a big, big way, too. Like, nationwide, you know? And that's good. And so I'm not at all depressed. I was kind of doing time. I needed to adjust. I've been adjusting. And that's kind of why Chub Creek went into hiatus, because it was building up. It was still building up at the time, and I think it built up to the point where I just cannot share this. I could not share. I didn't feel like I could share it. I didn't see the happy ending, you know, or the happy beginning, however you want to call it. But I see it now, and I can see the future, and it seems good. And I hope that you can see the same kind of bright future in your life. Whatever you're going through, I hope you can see it, because it's there. It really is there. It's hard to believe it's there. Sometimes you can be in a black cloud, and there ain't nothing that can convince you that cloud's ever going to go away, but it will. Not that I know what I'm talking about at all, but that's my opinion. I don't know. You think I'll keep this one? I'll probably keep this one. Every time I do a recording, I ask myself that question. I think, is that something I want people to hear? I don't know, but it's something I wanted to say. And that's kind of pure, isn't it? Anyway, I'm at work now, trying not to murder pedestrians again. And although that would make wonderful audio, wouldn't it? Oh, and thanks. There's something I remembered one time I tried to record, and it was on the Nighthawk thing, and it was Junior mentioned Nighthawk and said, "Hey, a great sidekick for a Nighthawk would be Shitbird." Shitbird. So, Junior, I'm trying to cut down on the swearing, buddy. You're not helping. But it was a tweet that the Twitter is really kind of a fun new dimension, by the way, to Chub Creek. If you're not on Twitter, it's just a fun way to send a few words to each other. It's really nice. And everything that you tweet goes onto the website, chubcreek.com. Anyway, so if it isn't Shitbird, maybe it's going to be something else. I don't know if I'm ever going to do another Nighthawk. I think he's done his thing. But I was thinking, since I saw a lot of ducks on my walk, because it's the city, mallards, maybe Duck Man. Don't you love superheroes with ridiculous power? What would Duck Man's power be? What would it be? Would it be the ability to duck? So if trouble comes around, he just kind of isn't there because he's ducked at supersonic speed out of the way, and he's just gone. Because he's Duck Man. Duckman and Nightwing. No, not Nightwing. Nighthawk. So many possibilities. Anyway, I gotta go. peace out. Have a great, great, great week. It's, for me, it's Thursday, which is good, almost Friday. And I love you, and I'll see you soon. Take care. Bye.
City Knitting Ninja, City Knitting Ninja, City Knitting Ninja, City Knitting Ninja. I can't even do four.